And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Hey, we're in the final moments of the show here. Did not make the full dippers, but I got a mini dipper for you. I know you probably heard this already, but Boomer, didn't you tell me that McQueen was like avidly tracking the story of this young lady, Carly Russell from Birmingham, who claimed she'd been kidnapped?
Oh yeah, she was tracking it honestly from the beginning.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it like just like one of those things she was like just like tuned into?
Well, she was tuned into it because, you know, right when it happened, she had just passed through the Birmingham area, right down that same road, and
going back towards Tuscaloosa, right?
Yeah, and then obviously she has such a heart for, trafficking and stuff. When she mentioned the child, it was just a huge thing for her. And obviously, as a family and stuff, we pray for her and her family, and you know, even for the families out there that have gone through similar situations, because them reliving it, seeing it on all news channels and stuff like that brings back unbearable memories, I'm sure, to them. So praying for them too.
Absolutely. Yes. And I guess you guys have heard then that the story is broken, that she has now admitted the whole thing was a hoax.
Yes.
How did McQueen take that news?
Well,
on the one hand, you're glad. But on the other hand, you're not.
On the other hand, I don't know. For her, it was more of the fact of, wow, I can't believe someone would do such a thing. And then on the other hand, she then reverted back as well to all the families out there that have gone through those situations. And then this, how much publicity and things this one got, and their children did not.
Oh, what a great point that is. Yeah, that and then you look at all the resources that went into trying to find her.
Right.
It turns out she was in no danger at all. And then the Amber Alert. Did an Amber Alert go out?
Yep.
I think it did, didn't it?
It did.
Or maybe it didn't.
I don't know. Maybe
you know what?
It did.
There was an Amber Alert last week. I'm not sure. But anyway, the bottom line is, here's the deal. Mini Dipper. Carly Russell, young lady, just to back up, give you the whole story in case you hadn't heard it. Young lady in the Hoover area down in Birmingham is driving home from work, calls her mother to say, I just saw a toddler working on the side of the road, the highway, I-459, you know, the bypass around Birmingham area, and says, I saw a toddler walking on the side of the road. I'm going to stop and see what's going on. And so she apparently pulls over, and then her mother hears her saying something to the child, alleged child, like, you know, what's wrong? And then her mother says she heard her scream, and the line stayed open, but she did not hear anymore. So the story got out that she had been abducted, that someone either baited her with a child or whatever. And then she shows up at home. She comes to her parents' house like 2 days later. Where have you been the last 48 hours? Well, EMS is called. She's apparently catatonic when she first gets home. By the time EMS gets there, she's talking. And then she tells them she was abducted by a guy with reddish hair and a bald spot, and she heard a female voice, but she never saw it because they put a bag over her head. Claims they took her to a hotel. Claims it was the Red Roof Inn. They took pictures of her, she says, and you know, made her strip down, but she was not, you know, raped or anything, she's claiming. She heard a baby crying in the background, so that's where the child comes back in. Never saw the child. And when I heard this, and I thought, okay, first of all, we're not hearing anything about the massive search for a missing child right now. Why? Why are we not? I think law enforcement knew from the get-go there were so many holes in the story. They began to search out. The pings off of her phone indicated that she left work and that she went to Tzatziki's, got two meals apparently, and then went to Target, spent an hour, bought a bunch of things like snacks, like granola bars and other stuff, you know, if you're going to be gone for a while, you might want to snack on. And then, oh, by the way, you know, it's like 9:15 when she finally calls after leaving work. Then they find that on her search history on her phone, she had searched out things like how to get money from the register at work without getting caught. Huh. Whether or not you have to pay for an Amber Alert if you fake it. Huh. And then the other one she searched out was the movie Taken. Huh. all this is really not adding up well. Well, as of yesterday, she has admitted through her attorney, Russell's attorney, Emory Anthony, according to AL.com, or Fox News, actually, National News, emailed a statement to the Hoover Police Department stating that Russell admitted to not seeing a baby on the road and was not a missing person. My client did not have any help in this incident. This was a single act done by herself. My client was not with anyone or any hotel with anyone from any time she was missing. My client apologizes for her actions to the community, the volunteers who were searching for her, to the Hoover Police Department and other agencies, and to her friends and family. The question now becomes, does she face criminal charges? And, you know, I don't want to sound heartless, but I think the answer is yes. I mean, what do you think, Boom?
I believe so.
I think she has to.
Yeah.
I don't know what the sentencing is different than the conviction, but she needs to be held to account for this. Because we had 2 days of, in some cases, near hysteria, as people wondered if somebody's out there on the roads abducting women, if there's abuse of a child. And turns out, we don't know what the story is, but, like, was she just, like, mad at her boyfriend? There's some reason to believe that's the case.
I've heard so many different things, but I don't know what...
It's a freaking mess.
It is a mess.
Anyway, all said and done. By the way, before the story was even out and the apology was there, the Hoover Police Department was already announcing there is no threat to the public. What does that tell you?
Right.
They knew, and they were working the case, and it was going to come out pretty soon from the official standpoint that they knew. But instead, she went ahead and admitted it, which, by the way, is interesting. There's absolutely... I've never seen an attorney email a confession.
Right.
Yeah. I don't do criminal law personally, but nonetheless, I have never emailed the other side my total capitulation in the case.
Just an email.
Yeah. I represent my client, and my client wants you to know that you're absolutely right, and my client is absolutely wrong, and we intend to go ahead and just suck it up, take whatever you'll do.
Wow. By email.
I wonder where you went to law school. I don't know. Anyway, all said and done, Carly Russell, she's safe. She has problems. It's obvious she has problems. And she's now facing criminal charges. We'll see how it goes. There's my mini dipper, John from Huntsville. He just chimed in and says, Boomer, I wish you would have given us one more Jack Ashery sound effect for the double bagging grocery later, but you still get an A+. Phil, you earned some extra credit points for an awesome Woke World segment, and a mini dipper at the beginning was... So I get an A-. And as much as it pains me to say it, Brian from Huntsville is the winner today with an A++. Thank you, John. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're back here tomorrow at 2. Congressman Adderholt joining us. We'll see you then. Ruffians out there, you